This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
In the beginning, God said, "Let there be light," and light was good. Then God said, "Let there be Edward Woodson."
Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth and taste. I've been around for a long, long year. So many a man sold a place. I was around when Jesus Christ had his moment of doubt and pain. Made damn sure the pilot washed his hands and sealed his fate. Pleased to meet you. Hope you guessed my name.
You're listening to Talk Radio's Prince of Darkness, where the only thing hotter than hell is liberty. The Edward Woodson Show.
That's their voter.
You know what was fascinating? To watch you at the inauguration with Barack Obama. You guys seem to get along. All right? Would that be accurate?
It's a very strange phenomenon. We get along. I don't know if he'll admit this, but he likes me.
How do you know he likes
I like
you?
Him because I can feel it. You know, that's what I do in life. It's called, like, I understand. Now, we had a rough campaign. He was fighting better for Hillary than she did. He was vicious during the campaign toward me, and I was vicious toward him. We said horrible things about each other. And then we hop into the car, and we drive down Pennsylvania Avenue together. We don't even talk about it.
Hello, America. That's Donald Trump saying that Barack Obama, I don't know if Obama will admit it, but he likes me. I like him because I can feel it. You got to love this president. 877-317-6432 is the number here. 877-317-6432. Well, Obama might like Trump, but the media certainly doesn't. Rahm Emanuel, the Godfather, says that Democrats should chill out. This is actually, this all histrionics going on is in fact hurting the Democrat Party. Listen to the Godfather. He's absolutely right. This was hilarious today. So Sean Spicer gave a press briefing today. Okay? And after the press briefing, CNN, because I was watching on CNN, CNN said, well, Sean Spicer was a little reserved today. Could it have been the fact that, the Melissa McCarthy spoof on Saturday Night Live, could that be why Sean Spicer today is a little bit reserved? They actually talked about this today. In fact, Brian Seltzer, the media guy from CNN, had this to say. This is hilarious. I want you to listen to this.
She took on some of his expressions. It was really a tour de force.
She became Sean Spicer, and we don't know yet how long this is in the works, whether it was her idea. I would love to find out exactly how it came about, because I think we're going to remember this for a long time. I think she will win awards for it, and I'm sure she'll be back.
But we have heard, Bill, that it wasn't long in the works.
No, it only apparently was done very late at Friday when they did rehearse. It was the first time people saw it. But she is so perfect for it. Everything about it was spectacular, including how well written it was, because it really played off the extremes of what happened in his press briefing.
Some of it's verbatim.
And not to get serious about it, but it shows a problem for the White House. We've known this White House has a credibility gap. And I think this now, showing that Spicer is a punchline, at least to some people, it's a problem for the White House going forward.
The SNL is very relevant, and they're certainly polar.
So this is amazing to me. You know, here's CNN saying that Sean Spicer and the White House have a credibility problem. This is how tone deaf these people are. And actually, seriously wondering if, you know, Sean Spicer has a credibility problem and the White House, you know, probably has a credibility problem because of a Saturday Night Live skit. Like, do you think anybody really watches Saturday Night Live anymore? Okay. Besides you people on the left, nobody watches Saturday Night Live anymore. And it's not the tour de force that it was once was. I mean, I don't think people have been watching Saturday Night Live since, like, 1978. Okay? Anyway, let me play the rest of this.
On the polarization, they get a lot of heat for these things as well.
But it does feel like they're going for broke with regards to Trump. The show's always critical of presidents, but more so Republican presidents.
More so, but they've done... They have done staff before. Ron Nesson once hosted the show when he was and they went after Ron Ziegler back in the day. They've done that, but it's a little rare for them to do a press secretary because people don't know who he is unless you watch CNN during the day and see it before.
Yeah, exactly. People don't know who Sean Spicer is unless you're like a political junkie like me. You listen to my show. Let's be honest here, okay? Most people don't know who he is. And to say that, you know, wondering out loud, in all seriousness, well, could this be a problem going forward for Sean Spicer? His credibility is at stake here in the White House. And they actually talked about it after the press conference today, or the briefing, I should say, today. They actually talked about it on CNN, saying, well, it looks like... it looks like Sean Spicer was a little subdued today. Could it be because of the Saturday Night Live spoof that Melissa McCarthy did? We noticed that Sean Spicer was a little subdued today. Yeah, I'm sure that's what it was, right? Come on, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Magazine Der Spiegel, which I'm going to get into in a minute, has an article today about Donald Trump and basically says that Europe must defend itself against a dangerous president, that the United States president is becoming a danger to the world. Therefore, it is time for Germany and Europe to prepare their political and economic defenses. This is Der Spiegel. First of all, the man's been in office for 2 weeks. 2 weeks. You've got calls now for Trump to be impeached by Maxine Waters. Oh, and I don't know if you caught this or not. Did you see Nancy Pelosi still thinks that George W. is president? Yeah, really. She thinks that. And, of course, Maxine Waters thinks that Putin has invaded Korea. You know, because Korea, Crimea, it all sounds the same, right? I mean, it's all the same. It's amazing. Katie Turr today, or yesterday, I should say. Or no, actually, that's actually this morning. She wonders if Trump will become more like Putin and start killing journalists. This is the media, all right? This is just the media talking like this. Imagine, in an alternate universe, if you had... For instance, a different outcome in the presidential election. Would the media be reacting like this? No. There would be a love fest going on right now. But it's Donald Trump. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Edward Woodson Show.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Where to advertise? Television is expensive and not cost-effective. Billboards only reach a few. Bus benches, taxis, promotional trinkets? Forget it. And just try to find your ad in all that clutter of a newspaper. Internet and radio advertising is by far the most effective and affordable way to get your message out. And the Edward Woodson Show is the place to advertise your products and services. Call Edward now at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and advertise on the Edward Woodson Show. Edward's listeners are poised and ready to hear your ad and take action. Again, if you want effective advertising, the Edward Woodson Show is the place you need to be. Call Edward at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and get ready for results.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Welcome to the Edward Woodson Show.
You need cooling, baby. I'm not cooling. I'm gonna send you back to schooling, way down inside, honey.
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. The Trump administration is arguing that the president has broad authority to decide who can and can't enter the U.S. and that preventing him from doing so puts national security at risk as it sought to persuade an appeals court to reinstate a travel ban. The administration's filing to the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in San Francisco sets the stage for oral arguments Tuesday afternoon on the matter, after which a ruling could be made at any time. The Justice Department is asking the appeals court to reverse a restraining order issued by a Seattle judge last week blocking enforcement of President Donald Trump's executive order on immigration and refugees. This is going to set up, let me tell you something, this is going to set up a fight. The 9th District, in 9th District, U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, is often referred to as the 9th Circus. It has a reputation as being a very liberal court. But the law is clear here. Let me just say this. There have been many legal scholars, many liberal legal scholars, Alan Dershowitz, one, Jonathan Turley, constitutional law scholar, at George Washington University. They have both come down and said that the president has a very broad leeway in interpreting who comes in and who doesn't come in. I've heard this argument said that, oh, you can't have a religious test. You can't limit people from Muslim countries, blah, blah, blah. Okay, number one, yes, you can. Okay, yes, you can. You can limit pretty much for any reason. In fact, this is a statute. There's actually a law, 8 U.S.C. 1182, specifically states that the president has broad powers, broad leeway in determining who can and cannot enter the country. And the argument, of course, will be made that, you know, no one is privy to this information that the executive branch has. So therefore, judges don't have the ability to know what kind of classified information that the president is relying on. So let me just say this, because this is important. You could have a compromise decision. You could have a compromise that would allow entry of foreign citizens who had previously been admitted to the U.S. or wish to return. Okay, that could be maybe a compromise decision, which would essentially leave his order intact. Okay, but in terms of actually deciding who can enter and who can't enter the U.S., the president has a very, very wide latitude here. Supreme Court especially has come down on the side of the executive branch in this many times in the past, to the detriment of a lot of people. I mean, you look at the Japanese internment camp case where that was against Franklin Delano Roosevelt, the patron saint of all Democrats. The court sided with FDR on that. So there is precedent here. There's legal precedent here. Even if it goes to the Supreme Court, which I don't think it will go to the Supreme Court. I highly doubt. Everyone is assuming that if it goes to the Supreme Court, it's going to be a 4-4 decision. But Justice Kennedy could go with the liberal wing. Or maybe you could have liberal justices go with the president on this. The thing about Supreme Court justices and Supreme Court decisions, you just honestly never know how they're going to rule. People always assume that justices are going to vote one way or another, and you can't really do that, because the court has shown over the years that they in fact, by and large, follow the law. There are certainly exceptions, but overall, the court, usually follows the law. Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel, has now warned Democrats that they need to take a chill pill and realize that they're not going to take back national power anytime soon. He said, it ain't going to happen in 2018. Speaking at Stanford's Graduate School of Business in Palo Alto, California. He said, take a chill pill, man. You got to be in this for the long haul. As he did last month at an event in Washington, D.C., the mayor expanded on why he believes is the roadmap back to power for his party, putting moderate candidates such as veterans, football players, sheriffs, and business people up in Republican districts, picking battles with Republicans, exploiting wedges within the GOP, and fighting attempts to redistrict Congress on partisan grounds. But he didn't hold back on his frustration with some of his fellow Democrats. He said, winning is everything. If you don't win, you can't make the public policy. I say this because it's hard for people in our party to accept that principle. Sometimes you've just got to win, okay? Our party likes to be right, even if they lose. He added, I don't go to moral victory speeches. I can't stand them. I've never lost an election. It's about winning. Because if you win, you then have the power to go and do what has to get done. If you lose, you can write the book about what happened. Great, that's really exciting, he said sarcastically. Instead, he said, Democrats should focus on the GOP. Wherever there's a disagreement about among Republicans, I'm for one of those disagreements, he said. I'm all for it. The president's with Russia, I'm with John McCain and Lindsey Graham. That's a very telling statement right there. That is a very telling statement. John McCain and Lindsey Graham, Republicans in name only, who I predict will be a continuous thorn on the side of this president. I'm with John McCain and Lindsey Graham. That's Rahm Emanuel saying that. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Don't touch that dial. Back in a moment with Edward Woodson.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
Having a place to go after school will make you a better student. Having an outlet to express yourself will make you a better artist. Having something to do together will make you a better family. At The Y, we're helping build better friends, listeners, writers, swimmers, scientists, and musicians, one chance at a time. Give the gift of opportunity. Donate to The Y at ymca.net/give. The Y, for a better us.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-713-3227. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-713-3227. That's 1-800-713-3227. 1-800-713-3227.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. 877-317-6432. All right, I got to get to this. So last night, I saw this on the news, and I wanted to play this for you. This was the opening last night of the CBS Evening News with Scott Pelley. Okay, and I just want to play this for you. Unedited. Listen, okay? This is the opening.
Today, President Trump told a U.S. military audience that there have been terrorist attacks that no one knows about because the media choose not to report them. It has been a busy day for presidential statements divorced from reality.
It has been a busy day for presidential statements divorced from reality. Got it? That's the opening of the CBS Evening News with Scott Pelley, okay? That was the opening. That was the lead. What kind of story is that? I mean, is that, honestly, is that fair and balanced reporting right there? I mean, is that the work of a journalist right there? No. No. Look, I'm not a journalist, okay? I'm a commentator. I have a talk show. I comment on things. And when you're in the news business, and you now have taken on the role of being a commentator, then by all means, be a commentator, but don't put yourself out as being a journalist, because you're not a journalist, okay? Listen.
Mr. Trump said this morning that any polls that show disapproval of his immigration ban are fake. He singled out a federal judge for ridicule after the judge suspended his ban, and Mr. Trump said that the ruling now means that anyone can enter the country. The president's claims, whether imaginary or fabricated, are now worrying even his backers, particularly after he insisted that millions of people voted illegally, giving Hillary Clinton her popular vote victory.
Okay, this is the lead. This is the lead of the CBS Evening News last night. So I wanted to play it because, actually, I got home last night, and like I do, I turned on the news and I flipped through the channels, and I actually saw this while it was going on. I was like, oh my God. As I was watching, I was like, oh my God, really? Are you kidding me? Anyway, listen.
Not one state election official, Democrat or Republican, who supports that claim. Margaret Brennan is covering the president.
Radical Islamic terrorists are determined to strike our homeland.
In his first address to the troops as Commander-in-Chief, President Trump accused journalists of covering up terrorism.
It's gotten to a point where it's not even being reported. And in many cases, the very, very dishonest press doesn't want to report it. They have their reasons, and you understand that.
Mr. Trump offered no examples, and neither did Press Secretary Sean Spicer when he tried to clarify aboard Air Force One.
There's a lot of instances that have occurred where I don't think that they've gotten the coverage it's deserved.
The president's comments come after Senior Advisor Kellyanne Conway.
All right, so that goes on to there, devolves, okay? But that's the evening news. The lead is, I mean, think about this. It's been a busy day for presidential statements divorced from reality. It's the lead. That's the lead. Who the hell are you, Scott Pelley? Well, I know what you are. You're just, you're a reader. You're a reader. You read the teleprompter. Okay, I get it. Is it any wonder now? Why we basically don't trust anything the media says. All right, I want you to listen to this, okay? This is Katie Turr. This was today on, this is what, NBC? Yeah, NBC News. Okay, but this is, of course, MSNBC. Now listen to Katie Turr. Because, of course, they were talking about Donald Trump's interview with Bill O'Reilly, where he talked about Putin. And, you know, Bill O'Reilly asked him if he respected Putin, right? So now Katie Turr wonders if Trump will kill journalists like Putin does. Now listen to this.
Junior senator in your state, Senator Ben came out pretty strongly over the weekend condemning Donald Trump's assertion that we are just as bad as Russia, when he said that, you know, America does bad and terrible things too, when Bill O'Reilly asked him if Vladimir Putin was a killer. What is your sense of why this president is going above and beyond, bending over backwards, if you will, to stay away from criticizing the Russian president and to almost give him an excuse? As we know, there's, since 2000, been a couple dozen suspicious deaths of journalists in Russia who came out against the government there. Donald Trump has made no secret about going after journalists and his distaste for any news that doesn't agree with him here. Do you find that this is a dangerous path he is heading down?
Do you find that this is a dangerous path? She's actually, if you follow her logic, she is wondering if Trump will become like Putin and start killing journalists as well. Do you think he's going to start killing people like, you know, Putin does? Is he going to start killing journalists, you know? That's your media now. That's your media. Again, Is Katie Turr a, is she a journalist or is she an advocate? That, I mean, really, that's the question. I mean, if you're going to be, honestly, if you're going to be a commentator, that's fine. I don't mind you being a commentator. But at least let people know that that's what you're doing. That you're a commentator. And that you're not a journalist. And that's okay. But if you're going to work under the guise that you are a journalist and you're reporting the news, then by all means do so. But that's not what you've been doing. Again, you're making editorial statements. I mean, when you have the opening lead where you talk about Trump being divorced from reality, basically what you're saying is he's crazy. And when you have Katie Turr on MSNBC wondering if Trump will become like Putin and start killing journalists, I mean, really? That's not journalism. It's advocacy. It's propaganda, is what it is. This is what totalitarian states do. They have a propaganda wing. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Back in a moment with Edward Woodson.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
You ever wonder what happened to America? They lost. We won. Want to see what Trump's up against? Revelation, the movie.info.
Because of what we did on this day, change has come to America.
The nation has been hijacked by international forces bent on global governance.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. God was in school, morality had a future, and beef was for supper. Revelation, dawn of global government.
We're the solution. Americans, ain't nothing more to it than that.
Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, and Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Americans need to see this film. Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now back to your host, Edward Woodson.
This one for them hood girls, them good girls, straight masterpiece. Stylin', violent, living it up in the city. Got Chuck's on with Saint Laurent, gotta kiss myself, I'm so pretty. I'm too hot. Call the police and the fireman, I'm too hot. Make a dragon wanna retire, man, I'm too hot. Say my name, you know who I am, I'm too hot. And my band bought that money, break it down. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah.
Welcome back to the show, 877-317-6432. Well, it's official. Betsy DeVos is now the education secretary. Mike Pence cast the tie-breaking vote. First time in history that a vice president has actually cast the tiebreaker for a cabinet position. Here to discuss is Ellen Ratner from Talk Media News out of Washington. Ellen, how are you?
Hi. Well, let me tell you my thoughts, which none of the press have done, which is, look, the two women who voted against Betsy DeVos went to Mitch McConnell and said, look, we've got re-elections to deal with, et cetera. Do you mind if we vote? He did the numbers. He whipped count the vote, as we say in Washington, and he figured out that Pence could break it. It wasn't going to interfere with President Trump's nominee, and he said, okay, do whatever you need to do to get reelected. That's what happened.
Yeah. You actually had mentioned that a couple of days ago. I thought this was going to be a done deal. I mean, if you think about it, Ellen,
it was a done deal and everybody knew it.
Yeah, everybody knew it. It was all this, drama and histrionics. And for them to draw it out 24 hours, what's the point of that?
Washington is all about getting reelected and making money. It's just like I wrote an article for WorldNet Daily this week that basically said in terms of the LGBTQ thing, that he was going to put out an executive order, and they had all these conference calls with Human Rights Campaign and all that kind of stuff. And that was BS, too, because everybody knew that there wasn't going to be an executive order. But somebody leaked the document. Who knows? It doesn't make any difference. There wasn't going to be an executive order, but that doesn't mean that they didn't go with their base. And it's the same thing that the Democrats, the reason they're having that 24-hour anti-Betsy DeVos thing was to make money and to make sure their people are reelected. That's all this is about.
And to fundraise, right? To fundraise, right?
Well, that's fundraise. It's theatrics and fundraise.
Yeah. Yeah, no, you're absolutely right.
That's all it is, and everybody knows that. Anybody who's been in Washington for 2 seconds knows that. I mean, you haven't been in Washington, you grew up there, but, you're a talk show host, you know the game.
I know the game, Ellen. did you see that Rahm Emanuel, she came out and said, Stop complaining. Stop whining. You know,
Let me say one other thing about Rahm Emanuel.
When
Rahm Emanuel was chief of staff and then all of a sudden became mayor of Chicago, I said, yeah, I went downstairs to the press room and I said, listen, I know you guys think I'm insane, but when the books come out 10 years from now, they're going to say that he was fired. And everybody thought I was insane, and they still think I was I am insane. But you know what? Trust me, he was fired from the Obama White House.
Oh, I believe that. I believe that. I believe that. Because, you know, he's a very caustic individual. He rubs a lot of people the wrong way.
Oh, he is. But he's, you know, look, he's right. This is a long-term fight. And I'm a liberal lefty loony, as you know. And I see this as a long-term fight. You can't get all upset about something in the short term.
I don't think you're that loony, I got to tell you, Ellen. I don't think you're that loony. Ellen, are you going to the White House Correspondents' Dinner this year?
Yes, I am.
All right, do you need a date?
Let's see how many tables they give us. Last year they took away a table.
Hey, I noticed, by the way, today in Sean Spicer's briefing, was that Talk Media News that asked the question there?
It was. It was actually JC from Talk Media News. Yeah, absolutely.
I was actually shocked to see that. It seems that...
We ask reasonable questions. We don't ask questions. I mean, you ask the question about the president's budget. We don't ask questions that are gotcha questions. That's not what we try and do. We try and ask questions we really want the answers to.
Yeah, I know. I just, it was interesting. It was interesting because, Sean Spicer now, it appears that, he's given kind of other people a chance to ask questions where before it was always kind of like, you know, the AP, Washington Post, New York Times. So I think it's actually a very good thing. The other day
We agree. The problem is that some of the Skype speak, like there was a Skype speak question from a talk show host and he said, well, when are all the trees going to be cut down in the national forest so there aren't going to be forest fires? I mean, don't ask dumb questions like that. First of all, John Spicer doesn't know the answer to that. And two, that's just not a reasonable question. Ask a question that he can possibly answer that has to do with policy. Because the president isn't going to get involved in what trees are cut down.
Yeah, you're right. He's not going to get involved in hiring and firing and all those little minutia details.
I mean, that's just not... This is supposed to be a White House briefing on what the president... And on the budget submitted by the president of the United States. That's a relevant question. But don't ask a question that the president really doesn't know about or can't answer just because you want to have your audience heard. That's a stupid thing.
I agree. Now, Ellen, what do you think is going to happen today? As we speak, I think there are arguments being made in the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals now.
Well, you know, I don't know the judges very well, but I do know that the president has a lot of leeway, and even the liberal press says that. A lot of leeway in terms of who gets in the country and who doesn't, in terms of that executive order. So I think if I was a judge, I would judge it on very narrow legal grounds, which is what they're supposed to do. Now, will it wind up in the Supreme Court? Most likely. But still, and it's very interesting because the Supreme Court in the past, whether it be President Bush, President Clinton, or President Obama, has gone with executive power.
Correct. And so I suspect.
We'll see what they do.
Yeah, I suspect that they might even come up with a compromise decision where they say, quite possibly, okay, the people that were, in before, or if you have a green card, or if you have, some type of legal status that you can come in, but everybody else has to stay out. And again, it's just a temporary ban. So I think that's what they're gonna. I think that's how they're gonna come down, really. And I don't think it's gonna go to the Supreme Court. Although I could be wrong, because you never know what these judges do. You know. So.
Well, the Ninth Circuit is the most liberal circuit. So we'll have to see. But I think on executive power, they pretty much rule that way. The president does have executive power.
Yes, and has very much leeway when it comes to establishing executive power. The courts have always come down on the side of the president for, I mean, any number of decisions. You know, you can go back, all the way to, FDR and the decision with the Japanese internments. You know,
oh,
came
don't
down.
Even get me going about that on FDR.
No, I know. But my point is...
I want to say one other thing.
Go ahead.
This is very interesting that Sean Spicer talked about today. This was on the Iranian editorial saying that Trump has shown a bad side of America. I'm calling for marches across the country. Sean Spicer said, Iran is going to realize there's a new president in office.
Yeah, I saw that. That was hilarious. Never, it's never a dull moment, really, with this administration. I got to tell you, it's going to be fun covering these people for the next 8 years, Ellen.
Well, I don't think it's going to be 8 years, but it is going to be fun covering.
Oh, I think it's going to be.
Part of the reason I don't think it's going to be 8 years is because, honestly, Donald Trump, unlike me, is no spring chicken. And there's only so long spring chickens can be flapping their wings for. Non-spring chickens.
Oh, well, don't say that, Ellen, because I don't want to see you go anywhere, okay?
Well, I understand, but I'm old, and so is Donald Trump. But, you know, we don't have a full lifetime ahead of us.
Yeah, you're right. All right, I got to run, Ellen. Thanks for coming on the show, Ellen. All right, take care. Ellen Ratner from Talk Media News. We'll be right back.
For tuning in to The Edward Woodson Show, changing talk radio forever. Listen to The Edward Woodson Show.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me and Famous Footwear for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.